July 19th, Monday. Must I believe in the spiritual world? Living in this world, people are constantly bombarded with reality. As a result, they are being continuously deceived from the roots of deception that stem from unbelief and anxiety. What choices will those people make before the fiery furnace and the den of lions that await their lives? However, a few young adults who believed in the spiritual world chose differently. In front of a king who possessed great power and ruled the whole world, they responded calmly. But even if he does not, afterward, when those young adults were thrown into the fiery furnace or even the den of lions, spiritual beings were waiting in advance and protected them. The king who was the world's most powerful man became nothing in the presence of God and the angels of heaven that move this spiritual world. Even at this time, God moves his heavenly angels for you who possess the covenant. For that very reason, the time when you hold on to the covenant and pray becomes the greatest time schedule for transformation to take place. Answers lay inside of all time schedules. Genesis 45, verse 5. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. There is something that you, as a saved child of God, must know. The path that you're walking on will save the 237 nations and the 5,000 people groups throughout the world. While walking on that path, God will shine the light to reveal the glory of the throne, which will testify to your status and authority. Like the seven remnants of the Bible, the work of God's kingdom that will save the empty places in the powerful nations that are on your path will begin. You can create all this through prayer. Then, what mysteries will you be able to enjoy? Number one, those who communicate with a throne. Those who walk on the covenant journey will enjoy answers that connect with a throne. In that field, God will send heavenly angels who will protect and fight. He will also send his messenger who will relay the word. On Joseph's path, the sun, moon, and stars bowed before him. Even as a slave, Joseph transformed Potiphar's house. After being falsely accused, his stint in prison was the process of saving and meeting politicians. Eventually, Joseph received answers to save Egypt and the world. Number two, those who receive and relay messages from heaven. God's children always possess the blessing of receiving messages from heaven. They can enjoy this signpost during their time of prayer. They can even receive the word during time schedules of disasters and destruction. In addition, they can dream inside the covenant, see the future, and receive the answer of actualization. By relaying this covenant and answer to all the fields in the 237 nations of the world, they'll gain the blessing of saving others. On this path, God will generously pour down powers and miracles to run these errands. By holding on to the covenant and praying, you'll receive the answer of becoming one with the throne and the world governed by God. Therefore, you only need to create systems of uniqueness and recreation and enjoy the mystery that's hidden in the gospel for the rest of your life. Dear God, please grant me the answer and blessing of the summit so that I can heal the world and relay the covenant to the 237 nations of the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.